I think the ideal system is, as I said in my earlier talks, is a way for multiple stakeholders to just engage in real dialogue whenever they feel like. And this is important because in the kind of Oriental Eastern society, there is a lot of emphasis that's placed on, you know, the social harmony, the collective, and things like that. And the previous century, we focused on the modernizing project that placed a lot of emphasis on the individual's rights, human rights, the individual's rights to be different from their peers and not to be subject to peer pressure and so on. But now that we're pretty good at this part, I think it really is a kind of yin and yang relationship that says basically you would remain an individual and with your individual human rights and everything like that. But whenever you want to engage with the discussion in the public sphere, then regardless of which kind of sector you're coming from, you get the symmetric kind of attention from the other sectors. And as people get more and more familiar with this, then I think people start to see that specialists in one of the three sectors are really not the norm. It's a limitation of imagination because those three sectors are just different ways of exchanging information or goods with other people. We can exchange with, you know, redistribution, that's the first sector, or with money, that's the second sector, or with voluntary time, that's the third sector. And actually, we do three different kinds of exchange all the time, every day. So as people become more fluid, more flexible with these kind of modes of exchange, I think the political system would also start to morph into something that is more flexible and more humane in addressing the different sectors. Concerns, because then people would not be fixed to their roles within a certain sector.